Wellington, regional councillors realised how little power they have in managing consents for water bottling at an Environment Committee meeting today. The council is currently considering granting a 30-year consent to a private New Zealand company to take 432 million litres a year from Lower Hutt's groundwater for bottling. There are two existing consents from the same aquifer to draw almost 950 million litres every year, as well as take a consent in Upper Hutt. A consent in Upper Hutt to take 180 million litres of water. Councillors and residents both questioned why consents were being allowed to go on and new ones considered given climate change water restrictions. Emma Hatton has more.
Who has the right to take and bottle the capital's water is in the spotlight after it was revealed that a Tauranga company has a licence to draw more than 180 million litres a year from Upper Hutt's aquifer, bottle it and send it overseas. Public submitters at the start of the meeting made passionate pleas to review and halt any unnecessary existing water take consents and place a moratorium on any new ones. Upper Hutt resident Tracy Ultra told the committee the fact that the consent went through without any public notification was underhanded and should be illegal.
These facts are grounds to revoke the consent. I know you don't have the authority or the process to revoke, so I say invent one. Fight them on behalf of more than 8,000 people who have signed the petition so far.
However, the council's environment regulation manager, Sean Andrewarther, told the committee consents can only be reviewed if there is a concern that the environment might be being harmed. He says the council has no remit to decline a consent based on its intended purpose.
The legislation itself doesn't focus on who uses water and why. It's very much, it's environmental effects based. So those considerations around effects are very much the same if we were dealing with a water bottling plant, as if we were dealing with an irrigator in the Wairarapa, as if we were dealing with a brewery up in Upper Hutt as well.
Currently, the Whaitua project is underway to examine water quality and supply in Wellington. When it's completed in 2 years' time, it may suggest changes to the way water is allocated, which in turn could affect future water take consents. However, another submitter, Hutt resident and City Council hopeful Chris Parkin, says action is needed now.
My worry is that we are going to end up finding that the Whaitua process is going to be too slow to stop these things happening. You will end up with a rush of consents, or even the one that we have is enough. The maximum we should be looking at is 5 years.
And while officials conceded they were tightly bound by the existing legislation, namely the Resource Management Act, and there were no grounds to review existing consents or impose a moratorium, councillors searched for options, clearly concerned that they didn't hold much power in the matter. The chair, Sue Kedgley, asked if the council had any power to reduce the term of a consent and make new consents publicly notified, but was quickly shot down, saying even these changes could land the council in legal hot water. The decision was made to mull things over until the next meeting in 6 weeks. In Wellington for Checkpoint, Emma Hatton.